Welcome to The Human Experience, Perspectives in Anthropology. I'm Anton Daughters. There's a famous scene in Stanley Kubrick's 1968 movie, 2001, in which an ape-like human ancestor stares at a pile of animal bones until it finally occurs to him that he can use one of the bones as a club. That scene, though fictitious, is representative of a turning point in our development as a species, a period long ago when our ancestors started using objects around them as extensions of their own capabilities. For more than 100 years now, anthropologists have been trying to reconstruct these initial steps we took as toolmakers, and here's what they think happened. Early humans first started shaping tools about 2.5 million years ago. These early tools were essentially small slabs of rock with sharp edges to them, the result more of chance fragmentation than of craftsmanship. This primitive technology evolved very little for the next 1 million years or so, until our development into Homo erectus, a more advanced form of early humans. Anthropologists have noted that the tools used by Homo erectus were much more complex. They included everything from hand axes to drills to spear points, all made out of rock. In some cases, bones and antlers were used to chip away at the edges of the rocks and create sharper, more refined blades. The fashioning of these tools required an extraordinary amount of skill. They also required something new, the ability to envision the exact shape and design of the tool ahead of time. Of course, these ancient sculpted rocks were a far cry from the microwaves and jumbo jets we build today. But the process of using materials from nature to fashion useful, practical objects was the same. The Human Experience is made possible by a grant from the New Mexico Endowment for the Humanities.